Essentially, at our most fundamental level, we have the capacity for two basic feelings: comfort or discomfort. Emotions are these messages that our body sends us from our boundaries of the ego that we've established. We know what it's like when something makes contact with the boundaries of our flesh, or the hair on our arm, or the nail on the tip of our finger. That's the boundary of our physical self, our physically extended body, essentially the anamaya kosha, the sheath covering made up of food. When we feel something on our skin, the nerve fibers send us a message of, oh, that feels good. Say that's a hug or a kiss, or ouch, that hurt, a hot stove, or stubbing your toe. In a similar way, our emotional boundaries have the same concept. As those boundaries are approached, we receive signals of comfort or discomfort. A signal of comfort usually encourages us to move towards the source of stimulation, while a signal of discomfort sort of encourages us to back off, to step away. And we can express this in a lot of different ways. It's not just comfort, discomfort. There's pleasure, pain, happiness, sadness, love, fear, relief, distress, constriction, and expansion. So whether we're consciously aware of it or not, every decision we make is based on the expectation that our choice will bring us closer to that comfort, pleasure, happiness, relief, love, expansion realm, or at least away from discomfort, pain, sadness, fear, distress, and constriction. This doesn't matter whether we're selecting an item of food to eat, a step in one direction, whether to go outside because it's not raining, or it is raining, or it's sunny, or it's not, or whether to turn away as we see someone driving in a car coming towards us, or whether we follow them and chase them because we want that energy in our lives. And we can take steps to endure shorter-term discomfort if we have the expectation that the longer-term payoff will be worth it. This is why we choose more nourishing behaviors, or why we're willing to sacrifice a little bit of temporary pain to take us closer to what we truly desire, what will bring us ultimately greater comfort, such as staying up late and studying for a test. Would not be our ideal choice, but if that passing that test is going to liberate us, make us certified Chopra Center instructors or something like that, then it's worth that investment of time or sleeplessness or discomfort. But all in all, it's that expectation of ultimate, deeper or greater comfort, pleasure, or happiness that drives all of our choices. All our emotions derive from our needs. Every emotion we have derives from our needs. Remember that emotions are sensations in the body that we associate with thoughts in the mind. And when our needs are getting met, and we refer to the four basic needs of the heart: attention, someone paying attention to us; affection, someone putting an intention of lovingness behind that attention; appreciation, someone recognizing or acknowledging us; and acceptance, someone truly inviting us into the fold, allowing us to return to that whole community, unity, oneness, wholeness. And so since all emotions derive from our needs, when our needs are met, we're happy. And when our needs are not met, we're not happy. And there's essentially three reasons that our needs would not be met. The first is that the other person is not able to meet our needs. I want you to run on the beach with me every morning, but you have a torn muscle in your leg, so you can't. You actually are incapable of meeting my needs. Now, that doesn't mean you can't come to the beach and watch me while I run, but you're not going to run with me. The second reason is that what your needs are in conflict with my needs. For example, if I need you right now to go with me someplace, but right now you can't leave. You have a teleconference. You have a party to go to. You've made a previous commitment that cannot, or you have chosen not to allow that to be broken. So in that context, your needs are in conflict with my needs. David Simon has talked about this at length in the Healing the Heart, Free to Love Emotional Healing Workshop. And the third reason that my needs, your needs, might not get met is that you haven't clearly communicated those needs. You've assumed that someone else could guess what your needs are. You know that famous line, well, if you loved me, you'd know what I need. David Simon's referred to that as ESPing on each other. We need to actually express our needs consciously. Once we can master the skill of conscious communication, pretty much we'll find out, can someone meet our needs, or is there a conflict there? But expressing it is 99%. Clearly expressing it in a conscious way, in a non-violent way. The better we come at communicating our needs, the more likely we are to getting our needs met, and the more likely our needs are being met, the more likely we will be happy. So yes, you are entitled to be happy. It's your birthright. It's inherent in who you are. So let's celebrate that. Let's not run from that. And if you're not agreeing with me right now, it's because you may be feeling less than, unworthy of having your needs met, unworthy of being happy. And as Hafiz says, when all your desires are distilled, you will have but two choices, to love more and be happy. So let's close our eyes right now. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let's gently let that go. Another long, slow, deep breath in. And release. And now just float. Just float. Keep breathing in and out. Don't think. And when you notice that you're in thought, in the past or the future, gently drift back to your breath right now. The four needs of the heart: attention, affection, appreciation, acceptance. It moves from the most subtle to the most dense, to the most singular, to the most collective. This process of moving from our most personal individual self to our most universal self, that journey back and forth. That's what spirituality is. That's what growth and evolution are. So in this moment, our mantra is, I am worthy of being happy. Let's close our eyes and let's repeat together out loud. I am worthy of being happy. And now let's whisper it. I am worthy of being happy. And now let's silently repeat it to ourselves. This will be our mantra, our affirmation for this meditation. So keep breathing, keep silently repeating, I am worthy of being happy. I'll watch the time, and when you hear my voice, sit gently with your eyes closed. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. You can stop repeating your mantra now and just float. Just drift. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Gently let that go. Now let's do it again, but let's sigh as we exhale. And now let's seal this meditation. Let's seal this affirmation by chanting Om, the universal vibration, together just once. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And before you open your eyes, let me read to you Daniel Ladinsky's translation of the Sufi master Hafiz. Do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. For as you talk of God, I see great parades with wildly colorful bands streaming from your mind and heart, carrying wonderful and secret messages to every corner of this world. I see saints bowing in the mountains hundreds of miles away to the wonder of sounds that break into light from your most common words. Speak to me of your mother, your cousins, and your friends. Tell me of squirrels and birds you know. Awaken your legion of nightingales. Let them soar wild and free in the sky and begin to sing to God. Let's all begin to sing to God. Do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. Yet Hafiz could set you upon a stage and worship you forever. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. wishing you a day of bliss, ananda, happiness, joy, celebration, and lightheartedness. See you in the gap. Namaste.